All right, I'm with a guy named Marvin, and we're walking down the street, and Marvin doesn't have a shred of clothing on. He's got some shoes. And Marvin, why walk in the street naked for peace?
Well, to show that I have nothing to hide, but the administration does have a lot to hide.
Good point.
And I try to make that point in the sign.
The sign says, "Stop U.S. Naked Aggression." It's the naked truth.
Yes.
Yeah, good point. So you're out here with a contingent. I noticed there's a few other naked guys walking around.
Yes. And I guess nudity likes company.
All right.
And, you know, I think it would be a great protest if all of us were naked.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Why not bare it all? You know, if we exposed ourselves like that, maybe we'd start some kind of truth revolution, you know?
I think so. Yeah. In Europe, it's extremely common that you see groups of men and women protesting, whether it's labor conditions or whether it's for peace, but they protest by getting naked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, even today, nudity implies some sort of a stigma. If you remember during the detainee crisis, the newspapers and the media were given a lot of publicity to the nudity. You know, I mean, people were getting murdered. People were getting physically tortured. That didn't seem to attract the public's interest. But nudity, yeah, that attracts their interest. So by all means, do it in protest.
See, now, I have a feeling there's a lot of people out there that would say, oh, there's a nut, you know, San Francisco nut, naked, walking down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my impression of just a little conversation with you is anything but that. I mean, you seem like a very intelligent, deep-thinking person. So I hope that explodes the myth of someone walking down the street completely naked and being a nut. I mean, it just doesn't hold water here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I mean, if people look at me and they think I'm a freak or a nut, well, that's their opinion, right? In the meantime, I feel like all human beings. Like I used to wear a sign saying "One Body." In other words, when you attack one body, you attack all bodies because we're all part of universal man, right? And so that if you attack me, you attack all people. But I hope I'm a revelation. And hopefully an inspiration.
I think so, Marvin. It's been great talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
What's your name?
John.
Good to know you, John.
Okay.
Thank you.